Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As we mentioned, the major candidates for mayor met last night in a debate sponsored by a media consortium, including NBC 10 and the Dorchester Reporter. We're joined now by Gin Dumtious, managing editor of the Dorchester Reporter. Good morning, Gin.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks. If Michelle Wu entered last night's debate as the front runner, do you think she left that way?
She did. The debate reflected the polls, which was it's Michelle Wu in a race for second place as the other candidates took little shots at each other. It was mostly a cordial debate, but there was some tension here and there.
Mm-hmm. In terms of policy, did anything surprise you from any of the candidates?
Well, I thought it was interesting that Anissa Esabi-George, she has been the more moderate candidate, and she's been drawing support from police unions and others who are more comfortable with continuing the Walsh administration, more of a status quo. She did not let a question about defunding the police go by. She actually, the moderator was ready to move on, and she said, no, wait a second, I want to answer this question. I do not believe in defunding the police. I want community policing. But I want money to go towards the police department, which I thought was interesting. She could have let it go, but she stepped in and said, no, I want to answer this.
Yeah. Why do you think she felt it was important to weigh in at that point?
Well, I think part of it is that she is staking out a lane where it's that she is trying to attract moderate voters. And she's also reaching out to traditional voters, which it seems from the polls are the ones that are going to likely turn out, and she'll be able to draw from that pool. We could see higher turnout, which would be good for the other candidates, Barrows, Campbell, Wu, and Janey.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talk about the first day of school in Boston, particularly about a shortage of school bus drivers. Acting Mayor Janey said the city had reached an agreement with the drivers. How important is it for her today for things to go smoothly?
Incredibly important. It's really... a lot is riding on how parents feel about this morning. The agreement with the bus drivers union is certainly a component of the morning, but it's also, you know, there's been accusations of outdated bus routes. Add in the weather forecast for this morning of thunderstorms and rain, and it could make for a very messy situation.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear a little bit from last night's debate. Here's an exchange between Mayor Janey and John Barrows, who served in the Walsh administration. Janey cited statistics showing lower crime rates this year.
This issue is real. I live with the trauma, as do many residents across our city. And my plan has been working, but we've got to do more.
That led to this response from John Barrows.
I'm not sure what Mayor Janey's plan is. I'd love for her to point to a plan. She doesn't have a plan. Check her website out. We've asked for a plan. In fact, she had said she was going to put out a plan and never got one out in her own timeline. She had said
Shannon,
that she was going to do a plan.
My summer safety
she
plan
is quoting.
Finished,
she is quoting. She is quoting data on work that the Walsh administration did.
Again, is Barrows' claim fair?
Well, I'll leave that to folks who can make a deeper dive into the statistics and exactly what Janey was talking about. But I think that was right there an indication of just the dynamic in play. Janey is the acting mayor, and she is somewhat of an incumbent. And that also means that she is drawing a lot of fire because she's the one in City Hall making a lot of these decisions. So she becomes an easy target for all of the for all the candidates.
Mm-hmm. Finally, with days to go, did last night help or hurt any candidate in particular?
Well, I think it certainly helped Wu in terms of the fact that she didn't draw a lot of fire. I think Anissa Esabi-George put in a strong performance, as did Campbell and Barrows. So the issue of a lot of what our prognosticating is creating is that we just don't know who's going to turn out. And because early voting is already underway, there is a lot of interest, but early voting is also happening for the first time in the city. So there's a lot of question marks about what's going to happen in the next couple of days and how will that influence the election day.
Gin Dumtious is the managing editor for the Dorchester Reporter. Gin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks again for having me.